Mr. Whitfield?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the Honorable Lee Quinones will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record? Thank you, sir. Good morning. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 25th, 2018. Is that correct, sir? That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, we have a five-member panel in the room. I'll begin with me because I'm the individual sitting closest to you on the screen. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. After me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Whitfield and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
I do.
Mr. Whitfield, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the third option to remain silent is we have notification that you have a department report number suggesting that you may have a pending charge outside of the Department of Corrections. So out of respect for your rights and the fact that this is a recorded hearing, you have the option of remaining silent. Does that make sense, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your possession of items commonly associated with the use of illegal substances, to include a syringe, a lighter, and a tin can on or about April 27, 2018 in Maricopa County. Mr. Whitfield, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent? Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your possession of a brown liquid substance that was identified as heroin on or about April 27, 2018, Maricopa County. Mr. Whitfield, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Silent.
Okay. Based on Mr. Whitfield's choice to remain silent, we will not ask him further questions about these violations, but as per the revocation hearing protocol, we still need to hear the allegations read to us from our community corrections officer. So Mr. Whitfield, if you'll just remain silent for a short while, Mr. Turner will read those allegations, and then we will come back to you for the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Allegation number one. On 4/27/2018, at approximately 9:49 p.m., while working patrol in a full department uniform and driving a fully marked police vehicle, ASUPD Sergeant Thompson, number 420, observed two suspicious suspects on the west side of the ski space at 840 East Terrence Road, Tempe, Arizona, 85280. Sergeant Thompson parked just west and got out of on foot to observe them. Sergeant Thompson observed one male, later identified as Nathan Whitfield, using a lighter to burn an unknown object and placing an item up to his right forearm. The other subject, who was later identified as Stephen Simkowski, was observed sitting next to him. Suspect Simkowski appeared to be the lookout for Mr. Whitfield. Sergeant Thompson asked for another unit to assist, and Officer Jones and P.A. Kanyas arrived on scene to assist. When Officer Jones arrived, he pulled up within view of the suspects, who appeared to see the vehicle. Sergeant Thompson then observed both subjects get up and begin to walk away from the area heading north. Sergeant Thompson observed the offender, Whitfield, place an unknown object into the bushes as he walked away. Sergeant Thompson made contact with Whitfield, who consented to a search of his person. No contraband was found. Sergeant Thompson did locate a lighter in his front pants pocket. Sergeant Thompson also observed fresh blood on his right forearm. Both subjects were detained as P.A. Kanyas went back and checked the area for contraband. P.A. Kanyas advised he located a cell phone and syringe caps where the subjects were seated. He also located a loaded syringe in the bushes where Sergeant Thompson observed offender Whitfield place it. Both subjects were then placed into handcuffs, and Sergeant Thompson went and collected a black phone and charger, a tin can with burn marks, syringe caps, and a syringe with a brown liquid substance, which Sergeant Thompson identified as heroin based on training and experience. The items were later impounded as evidence. Sergeant Thompson read the offender his Miranda rights from a standard issued card, and Whitfield said yes, that he understood his rights. But Whitfield admitted he was about to use heroin, and he placed the pro-loaded needle in the bushes after suspect Simkos alerted him to police presence. Fender Whitfield advised he got out of prison approximately 1 month ago for narcotic drug violations. Fender Whitfield advised the fresh blood on his forearm was from using heroin a few hours earlier. He advised the heroin and needle were given to him by suspect Simkowski. Officer Whitfield was arrested at approximately 10:30 p.m. and transported back to ASU police station where he was processed. The defendant was processed and released pending the long-form charges for drug paraphernalia possession. The defendant reported to Mesa Parole on 5/1/2015 and was returned to prison. Allegation number two, I believe, is the same as allegation number one.
Yes, I think the only difference is the last sentence. Relating to
where it states the offender was processed and released pending the long form charges for narcotic drug possession?
Yes. Okay, so it's the same allegation minus, with the difference in the last sentence. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion for phase one, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1277, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Whitfield delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have lapsed in the criminal razor company.
Seconded
by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Whitfield, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move forward, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Whitfield was released from ADC custody on 3/19/2018 and arrested on 5/1/2018 by ADC. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/1/2018 with a CSED of 10/17/2018. Current convictions, 2014 commitment A count 1, narcotic drug violation 2 years and 6 months. 2014 commitment B count 3, organized retail theft 2 years and 6 months. no prior convictions. It's his first term on supervision, or first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 1999 narcotic drug violation in California, felony conviction probation. 1999 narcotic drug violation in California, felony conviction probation. 2004 assault, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2015 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona County Jail. 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona County Jail. He has a GB score of G6, V6. Status of charges, ASU PD was contacted and they are preparing to submit the charges to the county attorney's office.
So that's pending. Thank you, sir. Okay, back to you, Mr. Whitfield. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at 533 West Guadalupe Road, Unit 1062 in Mesa, Arizona. No other residence was approved. Mr. Whitfield, was that the only place that you lived when you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Was that yes, sir?
Yes.
Okay, you're a little hard to hear. I don't know if it's the receiver on your phone, but if you can hold the receiver a little closer, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. Employment notes, we don't have any indication that you were working, but were you working when you were on community supervision?
No, I didn't receive a job.
Yes, sir. And we also have programming notes that you were referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete your counseling at CHC. You referred to TASC for running your analysis with a color code of each. We have two negative your analysis, and then on April 26, 2018, no sample was collected. So did you have trouble on April 26, 2018 providing your analysis, or did you miss your meeting?
I just missed it. Okay, Mr. Whitfield,
we're not going to ask you questions regarding the two allegations as there is a pending charge. And that case is still being under review by the county attorney's office. So I will ask you, do you have an ongoing problem or addiction or abuse with heroin?
Yes, I have. I've had a problem with heroin since 2014, ever since I was on pain medication. And that's what led to my addiction to opiates.
And were you injured or did something turn you on?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was injured.
What was your injury, sir?
My arm has compartment syndrome.
And I'm sorry, what was wrong with your arm, sir?
It's called compartment syndrome. It's injuries that have nerve damage in my arm.
And are you still suffering from the condition, sir?
Yes.
Well, I guess the big question is, what do you plan on doing about your heroin addiction? I ask without scolding, because if you don't deal with this problem, we're probably going to see you again in the system, and we don't want that. We'd like to see you clean up and move on with your life. So do you have a plan?
Yeah, absolutely. My plan is to go to a faith-based organization, like Halfway House. And before I was kind of making excuses about how I'm not going to go to a Halfway House because there's so many drugs there and all of this, but coming to the fact of the matter is that there's going to be drugs everywhere. No matter where I go, I can't run from it. I'm going to have to deal with it. So I just got to put my big boy pants on it. And, I really just want to do better. I started hanging around alone type of people and I do better. I just really need to do better and I really want to do better. And that's see it.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning not wanting to hang on the wrong kind of people day after day. The pattern that I think all board members see is the pattern of people returning to the street and going back to the same company. Right. It's not the only reason, we get that, you have an addiction. It's something that you need to come to grips with, but people are hanging around, people who continue to use drugs is certainly a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
So what sort of faith-based organization have you looked at?
I looked at one called Church on the Streets. That I heard they really help a lot. And there's another one, I think it's called House of Hope. That was looking for it. To do an issue somewhere. But yeah, something faith-based that I can really just, you know, bring it to a restaurant and stuff like that.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Whitfield, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for the board to know?
I just want to apologize for being here, and I just want to let you know that I really, 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 really want to be better, and that's it. Thank you, Mr.
Whitfield. I guess I have one last question I should have asked you earlier. How long have you been clean?
I've been clean. When I was out, the one time that I did do something, it could cost me. But I've been clean since I got out, since I've been the whole time.
You've been clean since you were arrested?
Right.
Okay.
And the time that I was out, I remember that I did get high one time, and that's the time that cost me to be back here.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Whitfield, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I feel for Mr. Whitfield, as it sounds like that he's had a problem with drug addiction for the last 4 years, beginning with use of pain medication, which is a sad and unfortunate pattern that we see. Again, we won't get into the specifics of the allegation, but I think it's safe to say that Mr. Whitfield has a struggle with heroin addiction, and based on our understanding of his release and his time out in the street, it would sound like that his sobriety is fairly fresh. So at this point, I'm not seeing him as a suitable candidate for community supervision, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, the majority of his problems in the criminal justice system have been related to drug-related crimes. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in Ward Number 2018-W1277, our discussion with Mr. Whitfield, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke his community supervision as Mr. Whitfield was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse with a criminal razor company, inasmuch that he was associated with drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Great. All we're going to do is going to get the trash.
This one, second. Okay, Mr. Whitfield, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on about October 17, 2018. That is only 4 months away. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but considering that you've been sober for a relatively short amount of time, we highly encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, to include attending NA, any other programming, and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. You've researched the possibility of coming back to halfway houses or rehabilitation programs, and we really would hope to see achieve sobriety so that you can lead a productive and responsible life. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Whitfield, thank you for appearing before this board today. Thank you, sir.